Katie, here we are in your weight room. Tell me about this place. This is hallowed ground to me. Tell me about it.
Well, we're doing it right first with all the journey in the background. No, yeah. This is... this is a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in here. But did a little bit of different workouts than I do now. They worked.
You said you loved lifting up heavy things. You got here, started figuring out how much you enjoy weightlifting and how much it transferred on the court. What type of stuff did you do as a college athlete in the weight room?
All the typical things. Squats, bench, incline. But we also did Olympic lifts, clean, snatch, all those things. And had a pretty good mix. And the program that we did worked, and what I thought worked. So I can't say all the results on that, but it was good.
Dig into it more for me. Was it like a preseason phase, in-season phase, postseason phase? How did they program it? What did you do specifically?
Four phases: preseason, in-season, postseason, which lasted spring just right up until we got out of school, and then there was a summer program. Obviously, your postseason and your summer program were the heaviest and hardest. Pre was pretty hard starting, especially conditioning. That track over there past the baseball stadium, I hate it.
So heavy weights in the gym, and then lots of track work. And then when you got during season, what was that like?
During season, more maintenance. You know, we still did the same type of things, just lightweight, more reps. Started out, higher reps, got down to one rep max. Always tested at the end of each phase. I can't say we tested at the end of each phase. End of postseason, end of summer, we always tested. And then preseason, it was you'd go heavy, and then, a month before the season, you start to taper down.
How do you feel that helped you on the court? I know going heavy and then track work, obviously being a CrossFitter now, there's a middle ground where we do most of our work. Was that lacking in the programming here, or do you think that it mattered, that it didn't matter? Tell me about that.
I don't think it mattered that much because we were playing on top of that. So you were getting a mix of all that. It just wasn't in one workout. The workouts that I do now, I like it because it's all in one. And, they last 3 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever they do, and it seems to work.
You got the track work, you got the weight room, and then you got your practice. How long was each of those on a given day?
Preseason, probably an hour in here. What would amount to an hour out on the track, with warming up, doing the actual work, and then, your cool down. And then on any given day, it's your guess on how long you're in the gym.
Now, being such a hard charger that you are, did you do something on top of all that you've already explained to me?
I would probably do extra shooting in here. I would do some extra maintenance work that wasn't on our cards.
What's that? What's maintenance work?
Curls. I even hate to say that.
Yeah.
Stuff, wrists, shoulders. But I tried to go as hard as I could in here and put as much weight on as I could. So when I left the room, I was dead.
So talk to me about range of motion when you're lifting here for Ohio State. Were they stressful on things like crease the hip below the knee on the depth of the squat? Did they say above the knee? Was it dangerous? Talk to me about looking through the lens of a CrossFitter now, back on how you lifted in college.
Well, they definitely want us at parallel, and that was a big stickler for especially squats. We get down in there. I mean, we always had to call out our last set, and coach would always watch it. And if you weren't getting down, he wouldn't count the reps, so you had to repeat it. So they were big on that here. But for the Olympic lifts, didn't so much go into. We didn't do. Never did a squat clean. I think the only squat clean I ever did when I was here was on my max my senior year because it was so heavy, and I just dropped under it and front squatted out of it. But I didn't.
How much weight was that? Do you remember?
It was like 210. But yeah, I had no idea what I was doing, and I was like, am I supposed to catch this low? Like, what the hell is this? And I just stood up out of it while I was watching everyone. But definitely caught high. I mean, basketball, high injury rate with knees and everything like that. I think they just wanted to be safe, but it worked, and still had pretty good numbers on power cleans.
Looking back on it now, you mentioned they want to be safe for basketball players and their knees. Do you have kind of a different perspective on that, on what is and what isn't safe on depth of squat type things?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think if someone has good technique, if they're safe about it, I'm more flexible now than I ever have been just from doing squat cleans, landing in the hole in a snatch, everything like that. It's just as safe as long as you're doing the technique right.
And would you recommend, as a college athlete, would you be doing squat cleans and snatches catching out of the hole?
Yeah, I think it's great. I don't think there are any negatives to it. I think in the college world, it's a preference. but I wouldn't see any reason why not. I mean, it's helped me, and I know it would help everyone in here.
Have they been receptive to your telling them about CrossFit, or is it, I'm all set, we got our own thing?
Oh, no, everyone here has been receptive. They always are asking me what kind of crazy workouts I've done, and they've done some of their own, which I'm happy to see.
Sorry, sir, first, what's your name?
Dave Richardson.
Dave, where are you from?
I'm from Louisiana.
You weren't the strength and condition coach here while Katie was here, but when did you meet her?
When I came here in 2005, and she was just had finished, I think, her last season. So she was still hanging around doing some training. And when she started actually her CrossFit training, I had her come in and show our women's team how to work out. So it's been good for her to come in and show our athletes what workouts are really all about. Effort that's involved and that sort of thing.
I made up some of my own workouts that name them. They're nasty. The workouts are nasty. But what we do have done was we make competitions out of them. And see, because you know we have a definite season, it's a little bit different philosophy. But we go through our yearly schedule of our postseason work where we're trying to gain strength and mobility back after a long season. When we train in seasons, 2 days a week, it's not, you don't want them sore trying to play a game sore. So we maintain throughout the year. When postseason hits, it's power lifting, basically trying to get size and mass back. And then when our summer hits, I started hitting them with some of these circuits, some of these Tabatas. I mean, it's become very competitive. We put the results up in the locker room. It's been good.